Episode 2864, How Can You Show Up Better for Your Spouse?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for some good snuggle time? Lots of football. Oh, maybe some good food. Oh, yes, it's the weekend. It's relationship builders. So why not do something together? But how can you show up better for your spouse when it all happens? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Okay, so we have a lot going on here. Number one, if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, you want to do it. Why? Well, because you know I'm here every day, but some exciting things are happening. All I'm going to say is pray.com. We're going to be partnering with them. There's some exciting things on the horizon for the new year, January kickoff. I've got butterflies galore, but guess what? God's got it all. So sign up for the newsletter, createyournow.com. Second, Thanksgiving. Are you ready? Yes, it is here. So let's do this. Communication is tough for everyone, especially around the holidays. Stress has you overwhelmed, and your spouse can't handle everything alone. How can you show up better for your spouse? If you're not aware, what did I just tell you? Yeah, Thanksgiving. It's next week. Do you have your turkey? What about your ham? Maybe your brisket. Whatever it is, you better get ready. And you might already have your Christmas tree up and house decorated for many celebrations to come. Well, me, I am so far behind. I do not even have one Christmas tree up. I did get a pillow out, but confession, it's because I bought it. Otherwise, it's all packed away. Why? Remember, we're under forced renovations. But in the forced renovations, I'm reminded how we have to show up for each other when it comes to our spouses. We have to be there for each other all the time. When the going gets tough, we just get tougher. But there can't be any celebrations if everyone in the home is tense, stressed out, and feeling a bit unnerved. But you know, you've been there. Maybe you're there now. So at some point, you have to find the middle ground in order to gain a semblance of peace. No one wins if everyone is mad. So how can you show up better for your spouse? Well, you got to go do what's unspoken. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Go do what's unspoken. Now, I can hear you yelling at me really loudly. How can I do what's unspoken if I don't know? It makes no sense. Yeah, you're right. You're correct. It doesn't make any sense. But that's why you and I are here. We're going to make it make sense. And especially during the holidays, we get so wrapped up, no pun intended there, but we get wrapped up in all the hustle and the bustle and all of it's great. But you cannot lose sight of who you see every day within your four walls. If you can't serve within your four walls, how can you serve outside your four walls? Seriously. You may go to church and think you have everything put together, but most of the time you don't. You just put on that little fake masquerade ball and you go and you're like, oh yes, everything's great, hunky-dory. And then you go and the next 6 days you're fighting, hollering at each other. You're climbing up the walls, maybe not literally, but figuratively. You're just at each other's throats all the time. Why are you doing it? Go do what's unspoken. That means, guess what? You have to pay attention. You have to also learn more about your spouse. You can't assume that your husband knows everything about you. I wish I did because I make a lot of assumptions. I'm like, you know what, hon? We've been together for almost 33 years now. Seriously, don't you know me inside and out? And you know what? No, he doesn't. Why? Well, because, well, I'm built differently, as my children would say. And in all honesty, we're all different all the time. Change is a constant. So we have to show up all the time for our husbands, for our wives. Because if not, what's happening is, well, we're leaving them behind. And that's not healthy either. We've got to make sure that we're doing life together. So go do what's unspoken. What does that look like in the real world? Number one, What can I do for you? What do you need from me? Those are two questions that are great. Now, they do present two unique tones. So let me read them again to you. What can I do for you? You've heard me say this before. What can I do for you today? That to me comes from service. How can I serve you? I love that one. That's mine that I use basically, well, pretty much all the time. And I love it because guess what? My husband has adopted that same question in his vocabulary. What can I do for you, babe, today? I'm like, yes, thank you. Then it gives me permission to do what? Hun, I really need this, this, and this done. If you can do that for me, then great. I'm all in for tonight, just hanging out by the fire. Now, the other question, what do you need from me, is one of, in my opinion, taking. And not in a negative sense, but it's saying, well, what do you need from me? So when I ask that of my spouse, if I ask that of my husband, what do you need from me, babe? He might say, well, if you could go to the dry cleaners and pick something up for me and take this also to the post office to have it mailed, that would be great. Well, guess what? That sounds like I have to do it. Now, for me, that's a block. That's a personal trigger for me. I'm just being honest because I don't want to have to do anything. I want to get to do something. That's why I like, what can I do for you? It comes from a heart of service. Now, you can pick either of those, and I think it's great, but remember, your tone. Think about your tone, which leads me to number two, tune up your tone. How you say your words matter. If there's an edge to your tone, that's going to put your spouse on the defensive. You want to have warm conversations that ignite connection. So if you sit there and say, oh, babe, what can I do for you today? Does that sound different than, hey, babe, what can I do for you today? Same five words, but a totally different tone. And it changes the meaning. And that backstory, yeah, believe it or not, it's a backstory. We're saying, guess what? I'm coming with all my luggage, all the stuff I've been keeping score at. I really don't want to do anything today. I really don't want to do anything for you today. I want to be selfish, and I just don't want to. That's what's being heard on the other side. So you've got to be very, very cautious. Tune up your tone. And finally, number three, use words that connect to your spouse's heart. Your spouse has his own vocabulary. Your spouse has her own vocabulary. You have to learn the words that mean something to them. And that's the key. You may like the word eternity or forever. And your spouse may be like, no, I just like you. There's not like an eternity or forever. It's just, let's say it how it is because I'm in the moment. And that's all that matters to me is that I'm in the moment. I don't have to stretch it out like, I'm going to love you to the moon and back. You know what I'm talking about. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's important that we really listen to what our spouses are saying, the words they use. Communication is oxygen to the marriage. Without it, you suffocate. That's pretty harsh, but it's a true reality. And I know we have a lot of marriages, a lot of couples, that if they could just communicate, oh my goodness, it would be magical. But everybody's trying to put everybody else's fires out except the ones that matter. And that's who you're sleeping with in that rectangle bed. What are you doing for your spouse? How can you serve them better? With words. No one wants to live in a dying relationship. No one does, especially during the holidays. And with Thanksgiving right literally around the corner. I mean, if you haven't gotten your turkey, well, go get it and then just put it in your refrigerator because you need to start thawing it right now. It's going to take that long. And I love myself a good turkey. I'm just saying, oh, delicious. I'm one who buys like two or three or four of them during this season, and then I have them for the remainder of next year, which is great. It's awesome. Plus, you get your best price. Even though prices I know are higher, it's still better to buy them now because you're going to tack on another dollar or so when they're out of season, if you can find them. You may only be able to get the breast. You may not be able to get the whole turkey. So that's just my 2 cents worth. Not that you were looking for it, but understand this. Communication is key. I was talking to my husband last night. He's on a business trip, and he got to his hotel and got settled in, and I was telling him, you know, what was going to happen over the holidays and trying to give him an update with, we've got kids going everywhere, and then we've got some that we're not even sure if they're going to end up at our house or where they're going to end up. It's just a lot of question marks, which is fine. That's one thing that I have built into my bones. It's called adaptability and flexibility. You got to have it when you have a lot of children. And so I'm okay, but I wanted to let him know because he really does like to have the family all together and he wants to be prepared in his mind, seek communication. I know this about him. For me, I'm like, just let me know the day of that you're coming and I'll have plenty of food. No big deal. It's not going to change anything. I'm still going to make a 22 to 24 pound turkey. I'll either have it for a week or I'll have it for 2 weeks. So that's the only thing that changes. I just need to know when you're coming. So if you're on your way, just let me know. Give me a heads up because a turkey's going to go in the oven regardless. That's just how it is with me. But no, hubby wants this whole thing laid out. So we're having this conversation and I told him that I'm really not sure that we've got the kids coming and going. And I said, it may be only like four of us. And he goes, well, sweetheart, that is fine. He goes, you and I are together and I know you're going to make us a great turkey. So I'm going to enjoy it regardless who's here. And I was like, now that's the attitude. Now, notice what he said. It blessed me. Because what I heard was, well, sweetheart, you're trying to calm me down. But now in return, I want to let you know that I'm not going to be flustered. And it's okay if we don't have all the answers that you think I need to know. Because in all honesty, he wants to know, which drives me absolutely batty. And it just, talk about crazy. And then that makes me crazy, which makes what? My stress go up. And then I'm not worried about the turkey. I got that down pat. But if I have to deal with my husband's stress, that's a totally different conversation. Communication is oxygen to the marriage. Without it, you suffocate. You don't want to live in a dying relationship. So don't. Choose different. What does that look like? You get to decide. How can you show up better for your spouse? Well, maybe you just spice up your marriage by how you love with words. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.